Border breach sparks international crisis. Russia's security response under fire. Welcome to Global Crossfire. Good evening, I'm your host tonight, Ambassador David Chen, former diplomatic representative to Alliance Affairs from New York, Professor Katerina Novick, Eastern Europe expert at London Global Policy Institute, Dr. Dmitry Volkov, geopolitics expert at Volga State Institute in Moscow, and Dr. Fatima Al-Rashid, Gulf Studies director, joining us from Dubai. Ambassador Chen, Russia's border response has drawn international criticism. Your assessment of their security measures?
Thank you. Look, every nation has legitimate border security concerns, but proportionality matters. What we're seeing appears to be excessive force against vulnerable populations. Russia's response raises serious questions about adherence to international humanitarian law. The alliance is watching closely because this pattern of escalation threatens regional stability. We need measured approaches that balance security with basic human dignity.
Dr. Volkov, he's calling this excessive force against vulnerable populations. Your response?
Absolutely wrong. Russia faces constant border provocations, often orchestrated by hostile actors. These aren't innocent refugees. Many crossings involve organized smuggling networks and potential security threats. Western criticism is hypocritical given their own militarized borders. The ambassador mentions alliance watching. That's exactly the problem. NATO expansion created these tensions. Russia has every right to defend its sovereignty.
But Dr. Volkov, even if there are security concerns, does that justify harsh treatment of asylum seekers and migrants?
This is classic Russian deflection. I've documented their border practices for years: systematic brutality, pushbacks, detention without due process. Blaming NATO is absurd when we're talking about basic humanitarian obligations. Russia weaponizes migration, creates refugee flows through its wars, then claims victimhood when people seek safety. The EU has clear protocols for humane border management. Russia has none.
Dr. Al-Rashid, from the Gulf perspective, how do you view this border security versus humanitarian balance?
We face similar challenges with massive refugee populations. The Gulf hosts millions displaced by regional conflicts. Border security is legitimate, but effective management requires international cooperation and burden sharing. Russia's approach seems isolated and confrontational. In our experience, working with UNHCR and neighboring states produces better outcomes than unilateral harsh measures. The humanitarian cost here appears unnecessarily high.
Professor Novick, Dr. Volkov says Western criticism is hypocritical. Respond to him directly.
Dmitry, that's false equivalence. Yes, Western borders have issues, but we have legal frameworks, courts, appeals processes. Russia has systematic abuse with zero accountability.
Katerina, your legal frameworks created the migrant crisis. Gitmo, family separations, Mediterranean drownings, Western humanitarian record is appalling. Russia acts decisively to protect its people.
Protecting people, you mean terrorizing desperate families. Russia creates refugee flows, then brutalizes victims. That's not protection, it's cruelty masquerading as sovereignty.
Rapid fire, Ambassador Chen. Is this about border security or broader geopolitical posturing?
Both legitimate security concerns exist, but Russia's maximalist response serves domestic political purposes and tests Western resolve.
Dr. Volkov, will Russia modify its approach given international pressure?
Never. Russia's security is non-negotiable. Western pressure only proves these policies are necessary and effective.
Professor Novick, what concrete steps should Europe take?
Targeted sanctions on officials responsible, increased humanitarian aid, and stronger support for frontline states hosting displaced populations.
Dr. Al-Rashid, can this crisis be resolved diplomatically?
Only through multilateral engagement, UN mediation, burden-sharing agreements, and addressing root causes of displacement are essential.
Final word, Ambassador Chen.
Security and humanity aren't mutually exclusive. Russia's approach fails both tests.
Professor Novick.
This isn't about borders, it's about values. Europe must defend human dignity.
Dr. Volka.
Russia protects its sovereignty. Western criticism reveals their own security failures.
Dr. Al-Rashid.
Cooperation saves lives. Confrontation only deepens suffering for vulnerable populations.
Border security meets humanitarian crisis. No easy answers tonight. Tomorrow, trade wars escalate as economic nationalism spreads. Thanks for watching Global Crossfire. Good night.